today we're talking with Minnesota House 5A Representative Matt Bliss for an update on what's happening in the legislature this week. What's going on this week?
Hi, Larissa. Well, it's a beautiful day. What is it, mid-60s down here? Beautiful.
Yeah, we might get early 60s up here, so.
Yeah, it's just enough to tease us, I think.
Right.
We'll get a blast of reality here soon.
Yeah,
but anyway,
full spring.
So I have to say you were right and I was wrong on that budget surplus. So, yeah, we got a nice little budget surplus down here. Most of it's due to, you know, the one-time federal stimulus spending. Some schools, you know, we all know the schools with the population of the kids that decided not to go back are hurting because of the per pupil funding formula, and that actually contributed to the surplus. And also the one of the things that was kind of a weird benefit to us is a lot of people didn't go to see the medical doctors during the COVID shutdown, so a lot of the medical assistance didn't get spent. So that's another area of the surplus. So, you know, even though we had a good surplus and the economy's, you know, kind of got a good foundation, we really need to can't raise our taxes on the people right now. We do have enough money, I think, now to cover the schools, like I said before, hold them harmless so that maybe there's a bunch of ideas floating around down here. One of them is to hold them to the 2019 population. And that's just a one-time deal because, you know, if the kids don't come back to school, we can't continue to fund them at those other levels. But more than likely after the shutdown and after we get back to normal, maybe next year, the kids will start flowing back into school and we can, you know, get back to the normal way of funding. But it also gives us the money to fix the busing shortfall as well.
Yeah. So, as far as ideas floating around there for helping, like, Bemidji Area Schools comes immediately to mind, says that's the one I'm covering most closely. But would you support a measure that would hold schools harmless or hold them to the 2019 enrollment?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's the best way to do it. You know, if you try to increase the funding calculations, then if the kids come back to school, it really blows. I mean, I know they'd like to have more money on their general calculations, but I think if we did that, then it would really impact the taxpayers next year. So if we held them harmless this year to the 2019 numbers, I think that'd go a long way to making them whole. You know, they always could use some more money, but at least with our $1.6 billion, you know, we can maybe do that. And then also the businesses that took out the lifeline that the federal government put out for the PPP loans to allow the businesses to maintain their employees and keep up payroll. Minnesota is one of the very few states that are planning to tax that, which would really be a double whammy on our businesses, and we can't do that. The money was not intended to be taxed. It was a forgivable loan by the U.S. government. We don't need to tax it right now, so I think that should be in the tax bill as well. To hold those, to eliminate the tax on those PPP loans. And, you know, another thing with the $1.9 trillion, we can probably agree to disagree on, you know, a good portion of that bill. But they are sending, I think it's $4.6 billion to the state out of that bill. So there's some things we can do with that, too. There's really something strange in that bill that I need to look into a little bit more. The way I read it, we can't use any of that money to cut taxes. And if we do, we have to pay the federal government back that amount, which is bizarre to me. But so I hope we can, you know, cut the PPP taxes out of the $1.6 billion and maybe use some other funding somewhere else out of the other money that's coming to the state.
So this year is a tradition. Yeah, this is a budget year, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, sorry, all my days and years are mixing together, but I don't know what's happening. But
being shut in the house for a year.
Right.
Hey, by the way, welcome to the one-year anniversary of 2 weeks to slow the curve, or slow the spread.
Oh, yeah. I forget about that.
Yeah.
I've been working so hard ever since.
Well, some of us never really slowed down. I was in the line of work. I was blessed to be in the line of work that did not get affected negatively by the shutdown. So, but there are a lot of people out there that are still hurting from it.
Right. And what are your thoughts on the speed of the vaccine rollout? Any comments on that?
You know, and I don't know, maybe it just, I'm getting skewed information, but it seems like it's all over the board in Minnesota. You hear, I've got a niece who's in her 20s who just got her second vaccination, but I also know people in their 60s and 70s that haven't gotten theirs. So I don't understand, and my niece is healthy. I don't understand where the discrepancies are, and I know that there's been a lot of confusion. You know, places like Florida just opened up areas and said, hey, come on in and get them, you know, and they're doing much better in the rollout of the vaccine than we are. But with the number, it's about 20% of Minnesotans now have it.
I just got an update that it sounds like the goal for vaccinating 70% of seniors has been reached, so eligibility is about to just open up a bit more.
And that's great. You know, the think what you want to about this disease, but the seniors, I don't think there's any disagreement on the impact of seniors and people with underlying health conditions. And I'm glad to see that the numbers of the vaccinations of the seniors are getting up there. I've got an elderly aunt and uncle that are getting up there and their health is declining, and I really, really want to go see them. They just got vaccinated, so we're hoping with the new CDC guidelines, I get to go visit my aunt and uncle, because, you know, that's really tough on those people as well. They're in those facilities. They know that the end is coming, and they don't have anybody to visit with. And that's just horrible. So I'm glad we're getting that taken care of so we can go see our senior relatives.
Right on. Well, anything else happening this week, Mr. Bliss?
More committees. We're getting close to the first deadline, so if we don't have a hearing in the House by, I believe it's the end of the month, we don't get a hearing on that one. So most of my bills are policy bills, so I'm not really too concerned about not getting hearings on them just yet. I do have one coming up. It's a minor bill. But yeah, it's fun down here. I wish there was more people down here. I missed the Bemidji Day at the Capitol. That was always fun.
I forgot about that. I even have plaid shoes now, so I'll really be bringing it.
Well, let's hope we can do it next year. It'll be fun.
All right. Well, thanks so much for taking the time to chat with me today, Matt Bliss. Hope to catch you next time.
Yeah, thanks, Larissa.
All right.
Bye now.
Take care. Bye.